45-year-old female who alleges she had a work-related injury. She was going downstairs with some material when the handrail broke. She lost her balance and fell. She hit her head, neck, shoulders, low back, and bilateral knees and left wrist. She was not taken to the emergency room immediately, but that night she presented herself to Coney Island Hospital Emergency Department. She was discharged home after imaging studies. Subsequently, she went to physical therapy and had surgery of her lumbar spine, cervical spine, and left knee. She's currently doing physical therapy for all these areas, including the left knee. She reports current symptoms of left knee intermittent pain and right knee intermittent pain. Paragraph impression one, left knee patellofemoral chondromalacia, status post knee arthroscopy, healed, resolved. Number two, right knee MCL sprain resolved. Paragraph.
Discussion.
Left knee underlying colon. The left knee injury was nonspecific. The preoperative MRI imaging demonstrates a patellofemoral chondromalacia. This is a degenerative condition and not a traumatic condition. Despite this, having persistent symptoms, despite physical therapy, the claimant underwent correction. The claimant was indicated for a left knee arthroscopy.
This is likely because she also sustained a contusion of her knee. The treatment of contusions of the knee are generally non-operative. The indication for surgery is questionable.
The arthroscopic surgical procedures performed were mainly of a debridement type procedure, where ablation of the cartilage of the patella was performed. Additionally, a lateral ranuncular release was also performed to relieve pressure under the patella. These types of debridement, this type of debridement procedure of the knee usually heals in 6 months. The claimant is well beyond that time period and still receiving therapy. She reports intermittent subjective complaints of pain. Paragraph. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the left knee non-specific injury has resolved. Status post arthroscopic debridement period. The claimant does not warrant further treatment, including physical therapy. There's no permanency to this injury. Paragraph. The right a right knee underlying colon. The right knee imaging, a preoperative imaging injury imaging studies reveal and a medial collateral ligament sprain. This was treated appropriately with physical therapy. She reports no instability. She reports intermittent subjective symptoms of pain. She's still in under treatment with physical therapy for this condition. Medial collateral ligament sprains of the knee are largely treated non-operatively. They have a high potential to heal with time and physical therapy. Medial collateral ligament surgery is reserved for patients with high-grade medial collateral ligament sprains who have failed non-operative measures. This claimant did not demonstrate a high-grade sprain. She was treated appropriately with physical therapy. While she continues to receive therapy, it is not warranted given that MCL sprains can heal in a time span of at most 12 months. The claimant has reached maximal medical improvement with regards to the left knee MCL sprain. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the left the knee medial collateral ligament sprain has resolved. No further treatment is warranted. There's no permanency to this injury period. Thank you, Ed.